To all my listeners out here this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to explore the Word of God, today I want to say the Word of God is our source of preparation for good works. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 to 17 says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may thoroughly equip for every good work." So in the original Greek, the word translated righteousness here speaks of a moral standard, knowing right from wrong. And the Bible provides instruction in righteousness by shining a light on what is wrong in our lives. And the adjectives for profitable use in this New King James Version of 2 Timothy text means useful or beneficial, promoting or enhancing well-being. In other words, the Bible is good for us, and Paul highlights four main functions of God's Word: teaching, reproofing or rebuking, correcting, and instruction in righteousness. So according to 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17, the Bible was designed in such a way that it can shed light on our faults and shortcomings, that is, reprove us and then correct us. And the word for correction in the Greek means restoration to an upright or a right state, correction and improvement. So the testimony of God's holy word is that it is the breath and that it is everything to believers this morning. And the book of Deuteronomy records that when Moses had finished writing the word of the law and had given it to the Levites to place beside the ark, and had sung his song, the song of Moses, he said, "I take heart all the words by which I am warning you today, that you may command them to your children, that they may be careful to do all the words of this law. For it is no empty words for you, but your very life this morning, brothers and sisters." So our lives depend upon the word of God today as we live and breathe the word of the Almighty God. As Sister Kemba prays for us right now.
Great and mighty God, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you this morning that you allow us, mighty God, to see this another day. We thank you for new mercy. We thank you for your favor upon our lives. We thank you, mighty God, as we go throughout the day and as your word continue, Lord God, to teach us and to lead us and to direct us into the right path. I pray, Father God, that your sweet Holy Spirit will rest upon your people, will rest upon every heart. Oh God, may you teach us, mighty God, to do and to say the right thing. I pray that the Spirit of God will rest upon us as we give you thanks and we lift up praises and adoration and thanksgiving to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah. Let us heed the faithful word of God this morning, brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful day. Coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell.